Good morning. Welcome to The Extra on KRDO News Radio, show that connects you with the topics and issues and people that are important to you. One of our favorite people is here, Catherine Hammond, Hammond Law Group. Hello.
It is so good to be back with you.
It is so great to see you. I know you've been so busy and lots of it has been going on. And in today's conversation, of course, we talk about estate planning. By the way, if folks have a question for you, they can always go to our website, krdo.com, look under the radio tab, and it says ask the estate attorney, and those questions come to you. And
that would be me.
And we appreciate everybody that sends in the questions. But today's topic is geared towards young professionals, which is great. Because when you think about estate planning, really, most people think, oh, when I hit a certain age, then I should, you know, I'm sure that's the kind of, right?
Absolutely. When I turn 70.
I'll start planning my estate. But you actually had a big class in Denver about this. And, you know, it really is important for young professionals, young families to be ready and prepared.
I can't tell you. Last week is when I first taught on this specific topic up in Denver. And the room was packed full. And people were so grateful. Everybody went home and said, I'm going to talk to my spouse. And I figured out what I need to do next. And so I thought it would be a great thing to share with your listeners.
I think it's a great idea because, again, like you said, you know, when people think about estate planning, it's like either after the fact, am I wrong? Like, oh, okay, and then everybody's in crisis mode.
Right. Or, and it's too late. The whole point of estate planning is to make things as easy as possible for your loved ones in those most difficult moments of life.
Right.
And if you wait until the most difficult moment of life to make the estate planning happen, you've missed your opportunity.
Absolutely. And that's the main point, is keeping your loved ones in mind. So let's start with, and again, this is partly from your class that happened in Denver, but what do most people think of when they think of estate planning? I kind of have an idea in my head. But
what's your idea?
I kind of think, like I said, it's only for older individuals, right? People who are about to die. Terminally ill has literally nothing to do with a healthy person or family or anything like that. And it's basically, and I think this is a common misconception, even though it's part of estate planning, is some items, you know, stuff like that, some monetary stuff, but it really is, I think that's the generic kind of overview.
Did I
kind of nail it?
You absolutely nailed it. And maybe doing a will and a power of attorney to take care of those items.
Yes. And then that's it.
Right. Then you're done. As long as it says will at the top and power of attorney at the top, you'll be good to go.
You're all good to go. You know, nothing else to worry about, again, if you're incapacitated or anything like that.
Right. Because that won't happen to me.
Right. Exactly.
So,
and is that kind of what you thought you saw last week with the class when you were teaching this class? I wrote will on it. We're good.
Yeah. And I think that's part of what excited people so much, was to understand there's a much more holistic view of what estate planning is. So there are tools that we use to carry out the plan, but creating the plan and all of the areas for which we need to plan, especially if you're, you know, under 60 years old and still earning an income. So when I say younger professionals, I'm talking anybody from 20 to, you know, 70 to 20 to 60, maybe.
Right.
People
maybe
who are
before retired.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anybody who has not yet retired.
Yeah.
And if you've retired, you absolutely need an estate plan too.
Yes.
So for these people, there are so many things, and we'll talk through the wide variety of things that we need to plan for, and then those get put into the estate planning tools, some of which are the documents like a will or a trust and a power of attorney and things like that.
Right. So, yeah. And that's, again, I think, again, the kind of misperception about estate planning. Again, I wrote will on top of the will. We're good.
Right. Right.
Which can really leave families in a bad spot, too.
No kidding.
Yeah.
And that, it all, really, the center of estate planning is love. And I don't mean to sound mushy-gushy when I say that, but it really is. When you love your people, whether it's your spouse and your kids or your significant other to whom you're not married, whoever your people are, when you love them, you want what's best for them. You want things to be as easy as possible.
Absolutely.
When something happens.
So, and
things happen.
And they do. And you've experienced it. I've experienced it, and I'm sure you have countless stories of how things can go wrong.
I do.
With estate planning, or even if the estate has not been planned, you know, thoroughly.
And so I'll share the story, and I probably have spoken about my friend a couple of times over the last few years. My friend Carolyn, and we were at an event together in Florida, and we were going to be having a cocktail party and dinner at Mar-a-Lago. Now, it was before Trump was president. Trump wasn't there. It was something that was hosted by Darren Hardy, the publisher of Success Magazine, and John Maxwell and Bill McDermott, fabulous guy, head of SAS, were going to be joining us, 24 of us, for this cocktail party and dinner. So it was a really big deal.
Yeah.
And I was in the hotel room with my friend Carolyn, and she said, "I don't think I'm going to go tonight." And I said, "What do you mean you're not going to go tonight?" And she said, "I just don't feel good." And we talked about it a little while, and she laid down on the bed for a little while, and she ended up deciding to go. She didn't eat, enjoyed the cocktail party as much as one could when they don't feel well. And exactly a week later, on a Friday morning in April of 2015, she called me at 4 o'clock in the morning. And when I answered the phone, she couldn't even speak. She was crying. And she told me that the night before, she had been given a diagnosis of acute myeloid leukemia. It was a very rare aggressive form, and they said, without treatment, you have 6 to 7 weeks to live. You need to check into the hospital immediately. You can't do anything else. Now, Carolyn is an estate planning attorney. And so she had all of her affairs in order, but she checked in for treatment that ended up, you know, the most intense part was over the next 6 months. Her affairs were in order in a way that allowed her to be sent on a private plane down to MD Anderson, because she couldn't be on a plane with other people, and start receiving treatment. And everybody else was able to just step in and take care of things without her having to take away from her own healing to deal with the things that other people needed to deal with. Now, she spent 4.5 years fighting very valiantly, and just a few weeks ago passed away. She was 44.
I'm so sorry.
And people don't think, you know, 44, single mom, people don't think that something's going to happen to them. Accidents happen all the time. We know I-25. There are lots of things that happen. So no matter who you are, no matter how old you are, if you have anything of value and people who you love, you need to make sure that you have a plan of some sort in place.
Absolutely. And so what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and take a break right now. And when we come back, we're going to talk about that plan and the Wheel of Protection. I love this. Everybody needs a copy of this. So
yes.
So we'll have more with Catherine Hammond next on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Good morning. Welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Today, we're talking with Catherine Hammond, Hammond Law Group. And we're talking about estate planning for younger professionals. But like you defined, Catherine, it's kind of like, you know, younger, you know, not retired yet. Could be a younger, from 20 yeah. years old to, you know, not retired yet. Of course, everybody needs a good estate plan. And you have this, and this is part of a class you taught in Denver. And I love this. It's called the Wheel of Protection. And this is a tool that a lot of folks can use, and it's kind of a guide, isn't it?
It really is.
Yeah. And so tell us about the Wheel of Protection, and if folks are able to kind of get this and kind of see it, or if it's part of the upcoming classes.
So, yes, if you're interested in seeing the Wheel of Protection, because it's a nice visual to help you remember yeah. all of the things that we're going to be talking about, you can certainly call our office at 719-520-1474 and just say you would like the Wheel of Protection and we'll take your email address and get that to you. They don't know that I'm saying this yet, so if you call while we're still on the air,
they might be like, huh?
Yeah, give them a little bit of grace, and I'll tell them about it as soon as we get off the air.
Absolutely. Well, and I love this because love, like you just said, is at the center of the Wheel of Protection.
Right at the middle.
Right, because this is about protecting your loved ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, and exactly. taking care.
And loving them even through your disability and death.
Absolutely. So that is at the center of the wheel. So if you want to kind of draw a little wheel while we're talking about it, you certainly can. So put love at the center of the wheel. It almost, I don't want to say looks like a prize wheel, but
right, exactly.
So people have a visual of what we're talking about. So love is at the center. And yeah,
and then we have eight sections.
Right. Eight sections. And which section would you like to start with?
Let's start with managing your business.
Managing your business. Now, are you talking about like professional business? So say like you're a business professional, you own your own business.
And I am. So yeah. If you are a business owner, This would be making sure that if you are, let's say, temporarily incapacitated, let's say that you get into a car accident and you have some sort of an injury, a brain injury or something else that just takes you out of commission for a limited period of time. For a month or two or three. Then, for that temporary period of time, you need somebody. If you're somebody like me who owns your own company, somebody who can sign the checks.
Yes.
Somebody who can collect on receivables.
Yes.
Somebody who can conduct any other business that needs to be conducted.
Like they are kind of the step-in person.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So that things don't come to a screeching halt. Let's say that it was a serious accident and you have a permanent injury and you're never able to go back and take care of your business. Then you need somebody who can step in and manage it for the long term. That's important because many, many business owners, without any kind of a plan in place, the business that they've worked hard for and poured their heart and soul into ends up just coming to a screeching halt.
Right, collapses because there's nobody running it.
Because the owner either becomes disabled or dies and nobody has the power to do anything. And there's a whole legal process that you can go through to get somebody into power, but it takes months, it's very expensive, and it's very intrusive. So you don't want to have to go through
So have everything set up for your business.
Yes.
If you own a business.
Exactly. And a business succession plan. So that if you own a business and you pass away, there's already a plan that can just be implemented for maybe one of your key employees to buy the business.
Yeah, right. Yes.
Or for somebody else to be able to buy the business, maybe some life insurance. And we'll talk about life insurance in a few minutes here. But life insurance maybe to fund the buyout.
Correct.
Make sure that if your business is something that you love and want to continue, make sure that you've worked with somebody to have a plan set up so that it can continue in your absence.
And again, doesn't come to a screeching halt if that's your decision.
Right.
Okay, next part of the eight-part wheel here. What should we touch on?
Let's talk about keeping it private.
Okay, what do you mean by that?
Most people would like to keep the government and the lawyers and their neighbors and everybody else out of their business if they become incapacitated or die. However, if you don't have the right tools in place when you become incapacitated or die, there's a lot of information that gets disclosed at the very least with your family, your lawyers, and the judge, and perhaps with the entire community. If it goes into a probate file, we try to keep those private in Colorado, but the bottom line of it is you have lawyers and judges and other people who are in your business, know your business, and are making decisions for you. And that's the default plan. If you end up incapacitated and don't have the right documents to have somebody be able to manage your affairs, and when you die, most people, if you own a home, you're going to go through probate when you die.
Okay, we do need to pause. Thank you, Catherine. I got DJ looking at me like, go, Renee, go. We got to take a break. We'll have more on the Wheel of Protection and more with Catherine Hammond, Hammond Law Group, next on the Extra on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to the Extra on KRDO News Radio. Today we're talking with Catherine Hammond, Hammond Law Group. Reminder, if you have a question for Catherine, go to our website, KRDO.com. Look under the radio tab there and click on Ask the Estate Attorney. And that's Catherine. And today we're talking about estate planning for younger professionals, going through the Wheel of Protection. And again, are you going to have this at your next workshop? Possibly. Or maybe you're going to have to do a class on this here.
I think we will.
Yeah.
Ultimately.
Because,
we'll do a young professionals class here in Colorado Springs.
I think that's a great idea.
I just made the commitment.
Okay, there you go. I just kind of forced the commitment. I'm sorry, Catherine. So we're talking about the Wheel of Protection. And if you are keeping up, love is at the center of the Wheel of Protection with 8 different things on the wheel. We've covered business, manage your business first. Keep it private. And again, try to keep it out of the courts.
Right.
And that's why the estate plan is so important.
And people don't understand that if you own real estate, even if you have a will, it has to go through probate. So if you want to keep it private and keep it out of the courts, you have to look at some other tools.
Okay.
So
what would you like to
revocable living trust.
Yes. There you go. So what would you like to check on next? Let's just keep
going right around the wheel. So let's talk about managing your money if you're disabled. Even if you're not a business owner, if you're either temporarily or permanently disabled, brain injury or a stroke or any of the things that can happen, even at a young age, making sure that somebody can pay your bills,
right.
Sell your house if it needs to be sold, take care of all of those things.
Right. And make possibly decisions for you, right?
Right.
Part of that. Okay. You want to do money for family next?
Let's talk about that. So let's say you're temporarily incapacitated. We'll jump over to income protection.
Okay.
If you're temporarily incapacitated, like my friend Carolyn was for 4.5 years, she was not able to work for that time. She had disability insurance that paid her so that her law firm could still survive without her working there.
Yeah.
Your family still needs money, even if you can't work. And having disability insurance or some sort of income protection is vital.
So make sure you get
something in place if you are an income earner.
So income protection, which equals money for your family.
Exactly.
Right.
Yes.
And for your business or whatever.
And let's say that you die, you still want to have money for your family. What do they need? Even if you are the mom who, what do they call it, domestic engineer these days.
Yes.
You're staying at home with or without kids. You're providing a service that if somebody else had to come in, your spouse would have to pay for.
Right.
We need to make sure that there's enough money to cover everything that would be needed. If you're the primary breadwinner, then you need to be working with somebody who works in the insurance world and can help you calculate how much life insurance you need to have. While you're young, term life insurance is super cheap. Get some now.
Okay.
Make sure that your family is taken care of.
Interesting.
That's one of the most important things to do.
Okay. And then, of course, this plays into the manage money for kids.
Right. If you have minor children or even younger adult children up to 30, 40, you may not want them to get all your entire life insurance policy.
Correct.
All in one lump sum. Until age 21, they can't technically receive it in Colorado. So you want to have a trust set up because they're not legally able to. But even after that, most young adults don't know how to manage money well. And if you give them a large chunk of money, they're going to be learning how to manage money with everything that they've inherited and probably end up with nothing to show for it.
Right.
So you can stretch that out over time and really help them develop their financial skills and values by doing something through a trust.
Now, I want to jump to medical decisions and info. Again, this is something I think a lot of people don't think about. Oh. Again, if you are incapacitated.
Right.
You have to have a voice. You have to have somebody speaking for you, making those decisions, be able to provide that information. Because HIPAA laws, as we know, you could walk in, you could be engaged to somebody. I'm just using this as
a hypothetical.
And if you have not set up those documents, what you need to legally, you could walk in and go, sorry, we can't help you, right?
Exactly. So
because
they are bound by
these laws.
Yes. And so even if it's your spouse or your adult children, if they land in the hospital may not tell you whether or not your spouse or children are there. So you need a universal HIPAA release that enables your loved ones to get your medical information and a document that empowers somebody to make your medical decisions, a healthcare power of attorney. And really, really important that your loved ones know how you feel about artificial life support and quality of life kinds of issues comprehensively, knowing your values around quality of life so that they can make decisions. Because it's not usually that old, if I'm on life support, I have a terminal condition and I'm in a coma kind of thing that they have to decide. It's usually much more nuanced than that. So make sure your family knows your values.
And then let's save this one for last. And this is a hard one. And this is why this is important. But especially even if you're a young professional, you have a young family, who's going to guardian for your children?
Right.
If something were to happen, say, to both you and your spouse, or you, and I mean, there's so many different things that can happen.
Right.
Who is going to take care of your children? That is a big decision.
And it's such a hard decision that I've heard lots and lots and lots of parents of young kids who say, we haven't done our estate plan yet because we can't choose the right guardian. Well, here's the news. If you don't do it, then the court is going to do it.
Yeah.
And they're probably going to choose worse than you. So not having the ideal person to raise your children should not be a reason to not get your estate plan in place. Don't wait until the perfect person arrives.
Yeah, they're like, da-da-da-da.
They're not
going
to.
I'm the perfect guardian for your children.
Right.
That doesn't, yeah.
And you need a temporary guardian to keep them out of foster care in the immediate hours after the accident. Hours and days, and you need a permanent guardian in case you're not coming back and somebody needs to step in and take care of your kids for
immediately.
The rest of their lives.
Right. Okay. So what I want to do, Catherine, let's take a break now, and we've gone through the wheel, and I'm sure this is kind of raising questions for some folks. And so let's hit some of the top questions about this. And then we're going to talk about Catherine's upcoming workshops, how you can get in touch with her, and a lot more. We've got more on The Extra next with Catherine Hammond, KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. We're talking with Catherine Hammond, Hammond Law Group, and we're talking about the Wheel of Protection. And as we're going through that, a lot of questions may have come up, and there are some really good questions that folks can, and again, this was one of your classes for estate planning for younger professionals. Also some questions that people need to ponder after looking at that, right? Like, because there's lots of things that could come up, like we just talked about, who's going to watch my kids? Or, you know, so there's lots of great questions that folks can think about in this, isn't there?
There are. And the questions that I would recommend that if you're listening to this today, you ask yourself is, first of all, what kind of plan do you currently have? If you don't have any estate planning documents in place, then the state has a plan for you. And if you don't have a plan for income or money for your family or guardians, then that means your family is not going to have any money and the state will have to come in and choose guardians. So, what kind of plan do you currently have, and is it the kind of plan that you want? And then, based on the things that we've talked about, pick out a few things that are most important to you to either accomplish or avoid if something happens to you.
Okay.
And then what's the next step that you want to take? Maybe you want to reach out to an attorney. Maybe, you know, we provide workshops here in town that give people some basic estate planning information in an educational environment.
Right.
What is your next step? And I would recommend writing down the date by which you're committing to take some sort of action.
Because it kind of just goes on the back burner all the time, right? Like, no, we're going to sit down, we're going to do this. Oh, and you forget.
Yep.
Something else comes up, we'll get to it later.
And a lot of people say, well, I'll do that, especially this time of year, I'll do that in the new year. The death rate, I don't know if it's a true statistic, but it seems to me that more people pass away during
the holiday
or
season.
Immediately after the holidays than any other time of year. And because we don't ever know when it's coming, make sure that you have your stuff in order so that you can go through the holidays with peace of mind.
And what kind of a gift, I mean, that you give your family.
Really? Yes.
Yes.
Wrap it up with a bow.
Yeah, there you go.
Put it under the Christmas tree.
Well, and again, if folks have questions, they can always reach out. Again, go to KRDO.com, look under the radio tab, and it says, ask the estate attorney, and that will send questions directly to Catherine and her team. They can also reach out to you, and your number again, what is the number?
It is 719-520-1474, and we have workshops coming up.
Exactly.
I guess that's next week already.
I can't believe it.
Yeah.
October is, this is the last week of October.
So next Tuesday, November 5th at 2 o'clock and 6:30 p.m. or Saturday the 9th at 10 o'clock a.m. You can go to our website, which is coloradoestateplan.com, or you can call our office to register.
And then, yeah, you register online. And the thing is these kind of fill up quickly.
They do.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, we've had to close a number of them out this year.
Yeah, so you want to get your, again, Tuesday, November 5th, 2 p.m. or 6:30 p.m. And where are these happening at your location?
These are happening in our education center.
Okay.
In our office building.
Perfect. So make sure you make those.
Yeah.
I'm putting writing down notes in case people call.
In the middle of town from north to south. So we are right by Coronado High School.
Yes, perfect. So I would love for you, Catherine, because we kind of went through a lot today and really fast. So I'd love for you to just kind of recap before we wrap up today, kind of the whole thing about the most important takeaways besides really everybody needs an estate plan.
Right.
But the biggest aspects of this.
Key takeaways would be estate planning is not just for if you die. It's also for if you become incapacitated. Mm-hmm. An estate plan is not just documents. It's a plan to make sure that everything you want to accomplish or avoid either happens or doesn't happen. And then some of it gets reflected in legal documents. So you're going to need to work with some professionals to design the plan. And you want to work with people who really know these areas so that they can make sure you have the right insurance, the right kind of estate planning documents, all of those kinds of things. And it doesn't matter how old you are. Life happens.
Yeah.
To the best of us.
Right.
So, and I don't know, do we have time for one more quick story?
Yeah, absolutely.
So I have a dear friend of a dear friend of mine. His name is Chris. And he was a business owner and 35 years old, and he dropped dead one day from a heart attack.
Oh my gosh.
He was married with two young kids. They had just spent a ton of money building a new house, had just moved into it after, I think, 2 years they spent building this house. He did not have any kind of a plan in place.
Mm.
And so when he passed away, the business shut down. His wife had to move out of the new home
that they just finished building
and into an apartment because she didn't have money for that kind of home with the two kids. Like on top of losing your husband and father, to lose your home and your income source and everything along with it, it's too important to not have in place.
Yeah. I mean, that's so impactful right there. It changes, as we all know, death changes everybody.
Right.
It affects everybody. So, like you said, do this out of love. That's heartbreaking.
Yeah.
That's hard. That's hard to hear. Young family.
It is what we do out of love. Nobody ever feels like doing their estate plan.
No.
Like, oh, good. No. I'm going to go talk about death and disability.
Yeah. Today. Hey, talk about, when I die. Nobody wants to. Yeah. But do it.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Catherine, you're awesome. Okay, give your website and your phone number once again.
So our website is coloradoestateplan.com, and you can call our office at 719-520-1474.
And again, workshops coming up on Tuesday, November 5th, Saturday, November 9th, and this is a great starting point, right, for folks to work on this.
It is. Nice
wheel of protection.
Atmosphere.
Yeah.
So.
Love it. Catherine, always great seeing you. Thank you so much. I truly appreciate
back.
It. Yes. And we'll talk with you, I think, next month? I'd have to look at the calendar. I think you're back soon, though. And then coming up tomorrow on The Extra, Pikes Peak Workforce Center is going to be here. That's tomorrow on The Extra on KRDO News Radio.